Bonsoir à tout le monde. So, this evening I'd like to offer a guided meditation on Tonglen. Tonglen is a Tibetan form of compassion practice. Tonglen literally means receiving and sending, we're receiving and sending with the breath, opening to the suffering within ourselves and the suffering of others. So receiving that with the in-breath and sending out with the out-breath light and healing and all good things, all lovely things that that instead of keeping them all for ourselves, we're sharing them with others. So it really is a practice both of compassion and generosity. So sometimes people say, I don't want to take in somebody's illness, or I don't want to take in somebody's poverty, or somebody's feeling of exclusion. So we're not taking in those things. We're simply opening and inviting into our hearts and through our hearts into the vastness of what we truly are, the suffering. So it's not, sometimes people are afraid that they're taking in something that will be toxic to themselves. So that's not the spirit of Tonglen at all. So there are many variations on this practice. And I've practiced, you know, a number of different kinds. Pema Chödrön teaches it, a very beautiful teacher of Tonglen, and also Tara Brach and Joan Halifax Roshi are the people that I've kind of read and done their practice and listened to. And then, you know, found something which feels right for me. So if you have practiced this before and you you have your own approach, feel very welcome and free to use that. The way that Pema Chödrön opens the practice is to evoke what is called in the Mahayana tradition ultimate bodhicitta. So it's the mind of awakening. The mind of awakening is a mind which doesn't see self and other. It's a mind that sees that all beings are already complete and whole as they are, and it's actually ultimate view. So beings are undifferentiated in this ultimate view. So she evokes ultimate bodhicitta with the ringing of the bell, and that, you know, to open our minds, open our hearts, and not, you know, see ourselves as just kind of separate, ordinary people, but as beings of bodhicitta, beings of the mind of awakening. And so then the practice is to begin by just without assigning any kind of particularity to it, just a kind of breathing in. And as we breathing in a sense of tightness or contraction or Pema Chodron uses the word kind of claustrophobic stuckness. So breathing that into the heart, and in my kind of variation on this, I kind of feel that we're breathing it through the heart and into the ocean of life, into the vastness of, or sometimes some approaches say that you're breathing it into the heart of the Buddha. So you're breathing, I kind of feel breathing it through. It's almost like there's a little trap door behind the heart. So breathing it through, breathing it in and into the vastness, and then as we breathe out, breathing out from that vastness, from that heart of the Buddha, back into the world. So the guiding brings us to connecting with where we feel that we are suffering. So connecting with our own suffering, connecting with the places, the states of mind that we're holding that feel stuck, that feel contracted, that feel dense or difficult in some way, and so really connecting with those and breathing them in from within ourselves and breathing them through, and then breathing from that vastness, the ocean, the sky, the heart of the Buddha, into our whole being, and letting that extend outwards into the world, and then imagining or bringing to mind somebody you know who is suffering, struggling, and continuing that process with that person. So let's embark. So begin by feeling your posture stable, steady, grounded, strong. So breathing in, and as you breathe in, just having a sense of breathing in a kind of perhaps a heat, stuckness, quality of being contracted, of difficulty, and just breathing that into the heart, breathing it through the heart into the vastness of the ocean of wisdom, the heart of the Buddha, the compassion of the Buddha. And as you breathe out, you're drawing from that vastness, that boundless compassion, and breathing that back into the world. So a sense of flowing in through the heart, and then drawing from all around and breathing back out through the heart. Notice if fear arises as you do this, or resistance, or a sense of closedness. And if that arises within you, connect with that and breathe that in. Breathe in the fear, breathe in the resistance, breathe in the closedness, breathe in the I don't want to deal with all of this feeling, and breathe that through into the boundless heart of compassion. And then breathing out that drawing from that boundlessness, and breathing back into your whole being, filling your whole being with that which is cool, refreshing, light, joyful. And as you breathe that through yourself, it extends outward, rippling outward in all directions into the world. Connecting with any agitation or pain or fear or anything that is stressful, and breathing that in and through the heart. And breathing out, drawing from the heart of the Buddha, lightness, joy, calm, coolness, so as we move on to bringing to mind particular people that you know that are in some way struggling or suffering, if at any time what comes up is fear or resistance, or the heart begins to close, or some form of stress or suffering comes up within yourself, then right away just turn to that and let that be the suffering that you're taking in through your heart and moving it into the boundlessness of compassion and breathing back into that space. So bring to mind somebody that you know who is having difficulty. Somebody who is perhaps sick or feeling alone or feeling is struggling with insufficiency of resources, feeling oppressed in some way. Grief, loss, alienated, whatever it might be, somebody you know who's having difficulty. And as you bring them to mind, let your heart open to what you imagine they may be feeling. Let your heart open with empathy and compassion for their difficulty and their pain and suffering. And begin to breathe in what you sense, what you feel. Breathing it in through your heart. Breathing it out into the heart of compassion. Breathing it through into the heart of compassion. And then breathing out, drawing from that heart of compassion. And breathing out toward them, offering love, coolness, brightness, spaciousness, openness, freedom, however you might configure it. You could even imagine giving them resources, giving them if they need medicine, if they need giving them closeness of people around them, giving them good things that you'd like to share. So continue breathing in as you breathe in, open to the suffering. Open your heart, receive it, breathe it through, and breathing out. Excuse me. Offering them relief, offering them peace, calmness. If you feel ready to move on, to another person, if there's somebody else that you know that kind of comes up in your mind, you can begin receiving their difficulty, their pain and suffering. Or you could work with somebody perhaps that you don't know personally, but that you know about. Perhaps somebody who, people that you hear about on the news, perhaps that faces that you've seen, refugee mother, refugee child being separated. The pain and confusion and fear. somebody escaping from a place of war, and their home is being bombed. Into an unknown country where there's no welcome. Opening your heart to their fear, their sense of abandonment, desperation. If at any point you feel overwhelmed, you feel like, no, too much, feels overwhelming, so turn toward that feeling of being overwhelmed and breathe that in, the stress, the anxiety, the sense of too much. Breathe that through and breathe back into that calmness, equanimity, acceptance, openness. Maybe somebody else has come to mind. Maybe somebody you know, or somebody that you know about. And you can begin to open to that person's suffering, breathing that person's suffering in. Maybe you can't image their face clearly. It's just a kind of a sense of somebody in a particular situation. And that's fine. Just opening the heart, allowing the heart to quiver with compassion for what they are experiencing. Breathing that through and then breathing back out toward them, relief, kindness, reassurance, friendship, connection. Perhaps bringing one more person into your sphere of awareness. Somebody perhaps who is sick, or somebody who perhaps is dying, or somebody who has experienced the death of someone they love very recently. Taking in their grief or their discomfort. Breathing it through and sending comfort, sending kindness, sending connection, sending strength. Now coming back to sitting here and resting in that sense of the vastness of the heart of the Buddha, the vastness of life, the ocean of wisdom. Coming back to being present with the breath, feeling the breath in and out. Perhaps continuing to feel the breath in the heart. And noticing if there's a resonance in the heart. There's a resonance of compassion, generosity, kindness, connection. Inviting that willingness, the joy that comes with that willingness to open our hearts, inviting that joy to fill our whole being. Inviting the open-heartedness that comes from the willingness to attend to the suffering of others, the quality of open-heartedness, allowing that to be felt in your whole being. However you may feel it. And perhaps if that's not, if you're not connecting with those words, with those, with that evoking, that you might just say some phrases from the metta practice. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be happy and at peace. May all beings live with ease and well-being on this earth.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.